A Seattle group has come up with a new way to take money out of local politics. The plan is to give each voter a voucher worth $100. But you can't spend this at the mall. You have to donate it to the politician of your choice. The idea is part of Election Reform Initiative 122 that was filed earlier this month, and you could be voting on it this fall. Estevan Munoz Howard is a volunteer with Honest Elections Seattle, and he's a longtime advocate for public campaign financing.
The problem that we're addressing is the overwhelming influence of money in politics. And historically, Seattle has some of the most expensive city council races in the country. Currently, less than 1% of our city's population funds campaigns. Those are the only people who actually donate to fund candidates' campaigns, and that's dominated by our city's wealthiest donors. And as a result, a lot of people just disengage with the process. They don't run, they don't give, they don't vote, because they feel like their voice isn't effectively represented in government.
So how do you think a voucher program would change that?
Well, it's a chance for us to level the playing field so that people, regardless of income, regardless of capacity, are able to have a much more equal voice in who gets elected and what the priorities of our city essentially are.
So as I understand it, Initiative 122 would put into effect lobbying regulations, electronic reporting, lower the contribution limits, and most interestingly to me, I guess, is it would give voters $100 apiece in vouchers to spread around to their favorite candidates. It's not cash. Can you explain to me how this voucher system would work?
Yeah, so the way it works is that voters would be able to give these vouchers, four $25 vouchers, so $100 total, to qualified candidates for city council, mayor, or city attorney. In order to qualify, candidates would need to collect between 150 and 600 small donations, depending on the seat that they're running for. And so it's a pretty rigorous threshold that they would have to hit. Those candidates would also need to abide by strict fundraising and spending caps. They'd need to commit to participating in at least three public debates, and they'd have to pledge to refuse money from PACs and political parties. In January of the election year, voters would then receive paper vouchers in the mail. They can then redeem those vouchers in three ways. They can fill each voucher out with the information of the candidate of their choice and mail it to the Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission. They could also give them directly to campaigns as they're going door-to-door or at public events. And they could also redeem them electronically if they lose their vouchers or if they would prefer to do so on their computer, then there will be a system that's set up for them to do so electronically.
So I get these vouchers. Who would fund the vouchers?
So the vouchers would be funded through the smallest property tax levy in Seattle's history. It's a total of $3 million per year, which for a $400,000 home would come out to roughly 85 cents a month.
But essentially, it's another tax on the voters.
It would be another tiny tax on the voters, really for a much greater impact and really for the greatest democracy.
I'm talking with Estevan Munoz Howard. He's with Honest Elections Seattle. You know, the question I had, Estevan, maybe more importantly than how you're going to fund it, is how you're going to get people to participate. We have a notoriously low voter turnout rate. It's hard enough to get people to even fill out a ballot. So this is one extra step. How are you going to ensure that people actually do this?
Well, you know, I wouldn't see this as an extra step. This is voluntary. People don't have to use their vouchers if they don't want to. But what I think is so exciting about this program is that it would create this floor for political voice in Seattle. And as a result, it removes barriers for political participation. More people who are going to be able to run for office, folks who don't have a wealthy network of friends to help them raise between, you know, $300,000 and $800,000 for their campaign. And that would change the conversation in Seattle. It'll change the issues that arise, and it'll ensure that more voices are represented. And as a result, people will feel more engaged. They'll actually want to participate. They'll see faces that they recognize, and they'll want to get more involved in the process. There's a lot that's going on nationally that seems insurmountable. It's overwhelming to think about how we can reform the system at the federal level. And I feel like this is where we have the most power. We can do a lot here at the city level, and then from there we can move to state level. And if we can get enough states to do something similar, then I feel like that's our best shot at changing the system nationwide.
Estevan Munoz Howard with Honest Elections Seattle, thanks for taking time to talk to me.
All right, thank you.
Seattle, once again, trying to lead the nation when it comes to public policy. That was Estevan Munoz Howard. Volunteers like him with Honest Elections Seattle have until June 1st to turn in 21,000 valid voter signatures to get Initiative 122 on the fall ballot.